The Librarian of Auschwitz is a book by Antonio Iturbe that tells the extraordinary story of a 14-year-old girl at Auschwitz who's given a big responsibility by her fellow prisoners there. She's entrusted to look after a small library of books smuggled into the concentration camp. The girl's name is Dita Kraus, and she turns 90 this year. My BBC colleague Rebecca Jones has her story.
A book helps to forget reality.
And for Dita Kraus, reality was almost unbearable. She lived a comfortable and carefree life with her Jewish parents in Prague. And then they were all sent to Auschwitz in 1943.
We were constantly aware of the gas chambers because we could see the chimneys. The air was full of ash flakes like snow. We could smell the burnt flesh of the crematoria. We knew that this will be our end also, killed like insects.
But in Block 31, a secret school for children had been established. Books were forbidden, but a few, found among the luggage of arrivals in Auschwitz, were smuggled past the guards. It was Dita Kraus's job to look after them.
Well, I was sitting there on a little stool, and in front of me, I had a bench where the books stood, and the teachers came and borrowed them from me.
And do you remember any of the books in particular?
I do remember one for certain, H.G. Wells, A Short History of the World. But many of them were not books to read, but it was an atlas and books that the children couldn't understand, Russian grammar, among others. But they used it for all kinds of games they could play with the letters of the pages.
Among the other tattered books were Freud's interpretation of dreams and The Count of Monte Cristo. And the existence of the little library remained largely a secret until now.
Nobody knew. Nobody cared and nobody knew. Most people after the war, when we started telling them what we experienced, nobody wanted to listen.
But Dita Kraus wants to be heard. Her father died of starvation a few weeks after arriving in Auschwitz. He was 44.
He just became thinner and thinner and couldn't get up from his bunk. And he died in the night. And my mother was ill at the time. She was on the isolation ward because she had diphtheria, but I couldn't go in, so I called it through the wall to my mother that father died.
And Dita Kraus's own fate ultimately lay in the hands of the notorious Nazi doctor Josef Mengele, who conducted horrific experiments on children in the camp. It was he who decided whether she lived or died, and she would lie to survive.
We had to strip upper body and stand in front of him when he selected people for work in Germany. Women of 16 to 40 were allowed to go for the selection. I wasn't 16, I was 15. We had to say our age and profession. I said age 16, profession painter. He stopped. He asked me, portrait painter or house painter? I said, portrait painter. He continued, could you paint my portrait? I was terribly frightened, but I said, jawohl, yes. He smiled with half his mouth and sent me to the group chosen for work. All the others were all sent to their death in July 1944.
Dita, a final question. Books have been important to you all your life. What's it like now that you have a book with your name on it?
It pleases me, of course, but I'm not proud to be a survivor because I did nothing special that allowed me to live. But I'm a representative of the others somehow. I would like to teach people not to hate. Teach them to be friendly and accept the other. That's the main thing.
Holocaust survivor Dita Kraus, now 90 years old, the one-time librarian of Auschwitz, ending that report by the BBC's Rebecca Jones.